And the Lady Yellow Jackets Volleyball Show with Coach Sarah Schaub and Captain Alicia Kazmir. We'll be back right after this timeout. We look back at Seattle and look ahead. The season going down fast after this weekend. About a third left, but big games coming up again on the road for the Lady Yellow Jackets. Our thanks to Clock Tower Inn, GM Petroleum Distributors, Denny Menholt Frontier Chevrolet Hummer. We'll be back with the Lady Yellow Jackets and the volleyball right after this.
At First Interstate Bank, we have the world's smallest checkbook. The First Interstate Visa check card. Use your check card like a check anywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Use it at gas pumps and grocery stores to make everyday errands more convenient. Or use your check card to get cash at over 130 First Interstate day and night teller ATMs across Montana and Wyoming. Best of all, it's free. There are no annual or monthly fees. It's a checkbook. It's an ATM card. It's First Interstate's check card. First Interstate Bank, member FDIC.
Back on the Lady Yellow Jackets Volleyball Show, thanks to our corporate sponsorship, First Interstate Bank, St. Vincent's, and Orthopedic Surgeons. Coach Sarah Schaub, Seattle over the weekend. Was there a challenge? You know, all that distance, only one match. You know, no chance at redemption, and looked like you didn't get off to a good start on the weekend. Well, you had the two matches, but only one on the trip. Did that have any effect, or?
Well, if anything, you know, they usually say a bye weekend like that, you have more rest and you should be ready to go. But I think, you know, we did have a good game against Rocky and played them hard. And then at Seattle, we just came out a little flat and never built any energy up and never took over that match like we had anticipated that we would and that we wanted to. You know, obviously it was our goal to go in there and come away with a win, but after the travel out there, it was a little disappointing for sure.
And you talked about the aces and the service aces against you. How do you defend against a serve?
Well, mostly right now we're all or nothing. So either we're making a decent pass or, you know, we have no chance at it. So I think that's where we have to start and kind of be all or something so that we can at least, you know, not get aced 14 times. And that is definitely what killed us. And especially in this GNAT conference, every game is tight. You can't give away 14 points like that.
You can talk about the future now where you got upcoming games back on the road again, and the season sure goes fast, and no time for, you know, just a couple games now coming up, Western Oregon and also St. Martin's again.
Yeah, those are both going to be tough matches for us, with Western Oregon being first in the conference right now, sitting at 8-1. We're two games behind them, so we know that that's a big match for us. We did beat them at home here, so we kind of know what to expect. We know that we can beat them, so basically we got to go in and take care of business.
And then you come up video streaming. We talked about a little bit before going on the air, a success of the, what have you got from the parents, and even as the recruits even used it as a tool.
Yeah, it's been awesome. Really, you know, MSUB has stepped up this technology here, and all of our IT departments helped out, and Travis Elam, our sports information director, has done a great job at making sure that we're set up and ready to go with all this video streaming. And basically, you can watch them, you can go on our website and watch them. You click on there and you put in some of your information. You can watch our full match right from there, and they have a feed actually to the audience microphone and the announcer microphone, so you know what's going on, you know what the calls are. You can even hear what the players are saying out there and get really an up-close personal view of what the match is like. And like you said, it's been great for parents that aren't able to come up to our matches, and also for recruits to watch and kind of see what kind of play we do and what we have and what our gym looks like before they come down here, and make sure that they know that this is the place they want to come.
And a neat thing, obviously, anytime and getting any information will be addressed on the website, and the information will be available there for the rest of the volleyball season and into the other sports. Coach, just your take. Season goes by fast after this weekend, about a third of the way through. Just your impressions and what's left for this team.
Yeah, so far we've been going strong. I'm excited. You know, really, third of the way, two-thirds of the way through, but we're exactly halfway through conference play. So we've played each team in the conference once. We play each team one more time. So, you know, this last push that matters going into, you know, the end of the season, making sure that we come out on top. Our goal is to win the conference, so we got to really push here at the end now.
Finally, you made the statement after the match about physically being tired. We knew, like, you know, some people you figured out, hey, you're not mentally into the game. But at this point of the season, do you change anything up, or did you do anything about that this week if you said your team was physically tired, and were you surprised by that?
Yeah, I think this week we're actually working on conditioning a little bit more, making sure that we're in shape and that we're ready to go and our speed is up to par where it needs to be in order to play with a team like Western Oregon. So And also a team like St. Martin's, you know, they're quick and scrappy, and they do small things that can really hurt a team. So we got to make sure that our conditioning is up to par and that we can push for the second half of conference play.
Sarah Schaub, thanks for the visit. Good luck this weekend, Thursday and Saturday night. I think it's at 8 o'clock Montana time, right?
Correct.
Because it would be 7 o'clock out west or farther west than Montana. Thanks for your time. We'll be back. Alicia Kazmir up next. Our thanks to RBC, Dane Rauscher, Chinook Wireless, and Perkins Restaurant. We continue on the Volleyball Show.
Stella's Kitchen and Bakery is Billings' number one choice for fresh muffins, breads, and cinnamon rolls. We also feature great breakfast and lunch specialties that have made Stella's a local legend. Just passing through Billings, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery has partnered with the Best Western Clock Tower Inn to offer college fans special room rates and the best room service in town. Stay at the Best Western Clock Tower Inn and walk to the very best of the Magic City. From shopping and dining to area culture and nightlife, you'll find it all right next to the clock tower.
Back on the Lady Yellow Jackets Volleyball Show, our thanks to Jackets & Company, Yellow Book USA, Stella's Bakery, and Signpo, Alicia Kazmir, the kills leader and the stats leader for the Yellow Jackets. What are your impressions now coming down, like we talked about, after this weekend? They'll be a third of the way through. As a senior, what were your kind of thoughts going in to the season? All of a sudden it goes by so fast. Has that changed at all? Or as a player and an athlete, really doesn't hit you until after it's all over?
Actually, oddly enough, I was really thinking about it today, and I was sitting in my room, and it just struck me that I only have half of conference play left, and it's kind of frightening. I am going to miss it a lot, but it doesn't change the fact that I'm still going to go out hard and play my game, but yeah, it does put a different spin on it that I only have a few games left to play, so I'm going to go all out.
We talked to you about it before, probably, but what do you, any thoughts on what's next for Alicia?
Yeah, it's still kind of up in the air, but we'll see. I'm thinking maybe applying to grad school or doing some traveling or, who knows, doing some research or going home. Or there's so many possibilities yet, but we'll see. Billings still is an option.
What's left for this volleyball team? You guys, obviously, there's a lot of volleyball to be played, and everything, I guess, is going to be important from here on out, basically all conference games except for Rocky. And speaking of Rocky, we talked to the coach about that match, but what kind of match was that with Rocky earlier in Billings, where kind of strange, you know, you guys are the big, you know, bigger favorite, more pressure on you guys, and it was fun for the fans, but you guys didn't seem to really get down, but you kind of let them in back into it every time. But hey, you came away with the win. What'd you think of the Rocky match?
Rocky's always fun. Like, it's one of my favorite games to play every year, and they're a good, tough team, and they come out strong every time, and we knew they were going to come back, and they did. They took a game off of us, but we kept it exciting for the fans, I hope, and hopefully we'll have another good, exciting, full-packed house game next time we play.
With it's coming up at home on Thursday, November 11th. Last weekend with Seattle, is that tougher? We talked to the coach earlier in this segment. Only one match for the weekend on the road trip. You already played Rocky for the week in Billings, and then traveling for just Seattle all of a sudden, the four games and just done. Was that tough for the team?
I don't know. It was just frustrating. We just came out flat. We should have been fresh on our legs, but it was a tough loss. It wasn't desired at all, but we're just going to come out firing this weekend and make up for it because we can't afford to lose anymore. So we're going to do our best the second half.
Yeah, what about this coming up? Talk about it. Where's the team at? Are you comfortable with your team? And there's still a lot of volleyball left.
Oh, yeah. Coach has made some changes this week, and we're going to come out swinging and hopefully just improve offensively, defensively, and just all aspects of the game because we know what to expect. We've seen them all before, and now we're just going to after him.
Interestingly enough, I don't know if I'm right on this, but if you had to point to a match where you'd want to carbon copy it for the rest of the year, would it have been Seattle Pacific on the road? Of all things, a road game.
Yeah, road games are tough. You want to win those, but I don't know. This coming up one is going to be a tough one, too. Western Oregon, they're first in the conference, and we beat them when they were here, so they're gonna want us, but this one's definitely one of our focus games for the rest of the season.
I meant like as far as how well you played at Seattle Pacific. If you wanted to take that, would that be one of the brighter points of the season so far?
For sure.
So what's left? We wrap it up here on the Yellow Jackets volleyball show. 13-5, 6-3. As a captain, can the girls seem resilient and focused? Just look ahead and forget what's going on, and you just got several matches left to wrap it up in October and into early November.
I'm excited. There's only a few games left, but yeah, the girls are great, and we're just really looking forward to finishing out the season and hopefully finishing top of the conference. So.
We appreciate your time. Thanks for the visit.
Thanks.
Okay, the Lady Yellow Jackets volleyball show. We wrap it up here. They're 13-5, 6-3, and Western Oregon and St. Martin's coming up on the weekend, Thursday and Saturday. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this on the Lady Yellow Jackets volleyball show.
Hi, we're your next-door neighbors, Jenny and Jim. We saw you move in and thought we'd come over here and introduce ourselves.
Hey, Jenny, Jim, I'm Vito. Me and my family just moved here from Jersey, you know, to enjoy the fresh air.
Well, big change moving here, huh?
Yeah, we like it, though. People are nice, streets are safe, you can get a wireless phone plan here for 3 cents a minute.
3 cents a minute? I haven't heard of that.
Oh, yeah, Chinook Wireless. Based right here in Montana, with plans starting at just 3 cents a minute and local customer service. You can't get that in Jersey.
In Billings, visit our Chinook Wireless store at 904 Main Street, Suite 1 in the Heights, and our store at the corner of 2455 Central Avenue. Chinook Wireless. Expand your horizons.
So what do you do, Vito?
Let's just say I run a family business.
Lady Yellow Jackets Volleyball Show. Our thanks to Jackets & Company, Yellow Book USA, and Stella's Kitchen & Bakery. Sign Pro as well. Our thanks to Sarah Schaub and Alicia Kazmir, the captain and kill leader for the Yellow Jackets. Of course, everyone knows Alicia by now, the middle blocker, the senior out of Alberta. And they've got a couple matches left. They've got up Western Oregon and St. Martin's on the road Thursday at 8 and Saturday at 8 as well on the 13th of October. And don't forget, check out the website and view the video streaming. There is a fee involved, but check it out on msubillings.edu where you're listening right here. And our thanks to the coach and the captain, Alisa Kazmir. And until next time, Pat Boland on the Lady Yellow Jackets Volleyball Show.